Good morning, Plains ISD, and welcome to another said podcast. I'm Sydney, and I'm here with Emily and Daniel.
What's up, guys?
What up, squad fam?
Today's weather will be around 52 degrees, and tomorrow will also be around 52. Now to Emily with announcements.
Hey, guys. So this week, there is no dress-up theme. It's just an Avid pep rally. So just wear a college t-shirt. So make sure y'all got that college gear on. And the game today is out of town, so be there. Tomorrow, volleyball will play, so make sure you go support. Now to Daniel with trending topics.
Yo, what up, squad fam? So in today's trending topics, the famous K-pop band BTS has gotten their show canceled on the Japanese televisions because a person named, what's his name?
Jimin
has worn a, what was it? He wore an inappropriate shirt. Let me see if I could find it. Okay, he wore a Nagasaki bombing shirt. That's what he wore. And they decided to take it off the air. I think, you know, it was pretty reasonable because, you know, Nagasaki bombing was a pretty tragedy's time. Do you think it was okay for them to just take him off the air?
What?
Do you think it was okay for them to just slash BTS off the air?
I don't think it was a smart move.
Why?
Because they're a famous band.
But he wore a Nagasaki bombing shirt.
But he didn't mean to do it to offend anyone. He's worn it several times in several places all around the world.
Do you have any input, Emily Warren?
No.
Okay. So, let's see. Apparently in, I think it's North Carolina, if I do remember, there was a faulty equipment that sounded like a gun firing off in a school. So there is a whole bunch of cops that came over there with a malfunctioning water heater. So that was kind of, you know, pretty bad. If it was in Homestead, North Carolina. Let's see. Einstein wrote a letter that showed his fears of growing in nationalism in Germany the decade before the Nazi rule. So did he predict it?
I don't know.
Emily Martin. Okay, I think it's pretty, like, if, I'm not saying that it's, like, definite evidence, but there, he kind of predicted it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Now let's go to Cindy Flores with birthdays.
All right, we got a couple birthdays. Today's birthday is Janet Wilson, and Saturday will be Cindy Davis and Jade Smith. So if you see them, wish them a happy birthday. Now to Daniel with sports.
Okay, so in our sports section of this podcast, the Plains Cowboys will be playing against Seagraves in Seagraves, so be there, be square, obviously. Volleyball girls are going against Plainview, so wish them a good luck. This game for football, it's the deciding factor if we go to the playoffs or not. So this is a pretty, this is going to be a pretty close game. This could be our last football game, so be there and watch it. Now let's go to Emily Martin with the U.S. News.
So on Thursday, November 8th, an uncontrolled forest fire caused large-scale evacuation in Butte County. Thousands of the residents were forced to flee on foot. On another note, California sea lions are being infected by a potentially fatal bacteria called leptospirosis. 70% of the sea lions the Marine Mammal Center team tried to save ended up dying. While researchers scramble to save six sea lions today, they are also studying what this year's outbreak can tell us about how sea lions will fare down the line. What do y'all think about the sea lions?
Sad.
Yeah, we could hear right now.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Sea lions did nothing.
Yeah. Well, back to Sydney with the outro.
All right, I think that's all we have for today. Join us next week with another said podcast. Bye-bye.
See you.
Peace out.